Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. We are entrenched in our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number three. This is a cool one. I'm kind of excited about this. The two marketing promotions coming up that are involving Sergio Garcia. First of all, Sergio, as the defending champion of the upcoming Players' Championship in May 4th through the 10th in Ponte Vedra at TPC Sawgrass, fans can decide what Sergio wears during the second round of the tournament. It's called the Dress Sergio promotion. Fans can vote online at pgatour.com/dresssergio for one of three outfits that they would like to see Garcia wear during the second round of the Players. There's also a promotion coming up in advance of the Masters 2 weeks from now at Augusta National, involving Golfsmith, the golf retailer Golfsmith, and TaylorMade. Golfsmith is giving fans a reason to root for Sergio at the Masters. The Austin-based retailer is offering a full refund on the purchase of a TaylorMade R9 driver between now and Masters Sunday, April 11th, if Garcia wins at Augusta. Risky bet? Well, in 10 Masters appearances, Sergio has two top 10 finishes, his best, a tie for fourth in 04. So you can choose what Sergio wears at the Players, and you can also buy an R9 TaylorMade driver, and if Sergio wins the Masters, you get it for free. Pat, which promotion do you like more?
Oh, I absolutely like the R9 driver promotion better. I mean, those babies are $500 each.
$500,
so I don't care what Sergio. Remember, he wore that yellow outfit in the British Open a few years ago, so I really don't care what he wears for the Players. The only question I got, Russ, is the Players actually putting that promotion on? Are they the ones doing that, or is there some...
Well, it's in conjunction with Adidas. So okay. The Players' Championship in conjunction with Adidas, giving fans a chance to choose which Adidas outfit Sergio wears during the second round Friday up at Ponte Vedra. But, obviously he's the defending champion, so this is the Players using their defending champion in a marketing aspect, which I kind of like.
I don't mind it, but it's a little... It's like, do you need to do that to draw more interest to the Players' Champion? If you do, then I don't know, maybe you're in more trouble than we think, but it's splitting hairs. It's really not that big of a deal, but I obviously I like the other one. That means me or you could get something free out of that.
Right.
We can't get anything out of seeing Sergio in some goofy outfit.
Well, believe it or not, Pat, I'm gonna disagree with you here because
you want to see Sergio in some specific outfit.
It's not that exactly. Now, obviously, getting a $500 TaylorMade R9 driver would be sweet, but I'm not about to go out and buy one on the chances that Sergio wins the Masters and then I get a full refund. So, and I don't think he's going to win the match. I've said for ages that the Sergio's first major is going to be a British Open. That's where he's come closest at. And everyone who buys a TaylorMade R9 driver and plucks down 500 bones for one of those between now and April 11th, good luck to you. I hope Sergio wins so you get it for free. But I really like the aspect of a PGA Tour event in this day and age of this down economy, thinking outside the box and using their resources, which includes their defending champion, in the marketing aspect of the tournament. And usually we see this kind of on tickets. We usually see the defending champion's face holding the trophy printed on all the tickets for that year. We saw it this year at the Honda Classic with Ernie Els and the Crystal, holding the Crystal. He was on all the tickets. We saw it last year, Pat. You and I were at the Players' Championship, and Phil Mickelson, the 07 Players' Champion, was printed on all the tickets for the Players. But this is kind of taking that thought a step further, and I say more power to you. If you have a defending champion that has a Q rating, and Sergio definitely does, I think you should use that as much as possible to draw interest for the coming year's tournament.
I don't disagree with that, Russ, but would Tiger do this? Would Tiger submit himself to this? I don't think so.
Probably not. I will grant you that one. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number four, the fourth and final topic, Pat. Speaking of the Masters, Greg Norman makes his return to Augusta National after a seven-year hiatus. Last time he played at the Masters was 2002. And he will be representing a new equipment company. Golf Week is reporting that 50-year-old Greg Norman has an ownership, who, by the way, this is a very important sentence in this story. He, by the way, has an ownership stake in McGregor, is finalizing a new contract with TaylorMade Golf. By the time he arrives at the Shell Houston Open next week, he will be toting a TaylorMade staff bag filled with TaylorMade woods and irons. And that'll be the same deal for him at Augusta National in 2 weeks. He'll make his 23rd Masters start. It won't be the first time he's used TaylorMade equipment, but that's not the point. The point is he is a part owner in McGregor, and he's signing an equipment deal with TaylorMade. What do you think, Pat?
Very strange, Russ. Very bizarre. I mean, obviously, you know, as an owner of one company, you want to do everything, I would assume, to help that company, and that would be playing their equipment and wearing their accoutrement, you know, clothes and those types of things. And by not doing that, by using somebody else's equipment, it just, I don't know, maybe Greg's trying to get rid of his ownership stake in McGregor or something, but, you know, you're not going to help yourself by playing as an owner of a company by playing another company's equipment. So I don't get that. There's got to be some backstory that we're missing that Greg's trying to get out of McGregor or trying to get some kind of interest in TaylorMade, because maybe he doesn't have any kind of a conflict issue there with his ownership in McGregor, to which is allowing him to use this stuff with TaylorMade, but just bizarre. There's got to be something that we're missing here, because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you try to promote another company when you have ownership stake in another golf company? So I'm, it doesn't surprise me in a way, because there's obviously some issue with McGregor, but I'm surprised that we don't know, or I don't think we know, the complete story here.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat. I agree with you. This is awfully, awfully odd for a guy who has an ownership stake in one equipment company to be signing a deal to play another equipment company's equipment, from staff bag through irons and woods. You would never see. Listen, a perfect example, Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus has his own brand of golf clubs, Nicklaus Golf Clubs. He plays with those all the time. He never plays with other stuff. And same thing for all the other guys. Tiger Woods, I'm sure, you know, Tiger's, the only club in Tiger's bag that is not Nike is that Titleist Scotty Cameron putter. So, and that's the one variation, but everything else is Nike, and obviously Tiger has a huge ownership stake in Nike. I mean, he has stock options and stuff like that, and he's making tens and tens of millions of dollars every year from Nike. So I find it awfully weird with Greg Norman. I'm with you, Pat. One last note regarding Greg Norman and the Masters. Greg visited Augusta National last week for a practice round, and he came away very overwhelmed by the length added to the course since his last competitive appearance there 7 years ago. In 2002, he said, quote, "The ball had negative roll on it. It was very, very long and very wet. And if it plays that way for the Masters, I have absolutely no chance," end quote. Billy Payne, the chairman of the Masters tournament, said, "There's no doubt about it. It is a monster. We've added 450 yards since 2001, end quote. So, Greg Norman, where's he been? Doesn't everyone know that the Masters has added a bunch of length, Pat?
I appreciate the honest comments from him, because, you know, I would agree. Last time you played there, it was 500 yards shorter. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting out there, and like he said, if you're getting any kind of wet conditions, Greg's being realistic. But I'll tell you, he probably is really going to enjoy getting back there. I know that's the one place, you know, where he had the six-shot lead and all that and blew it, that he really would like to make some amends and probably just make the cut is probably his goal. But
I agree. Yep, that would be a minor victory, I guess that they would say, right?
Yeah, but I think you'll see Greg will enjoy himself back there.
If there's one place that owes Greg Norman something, it's definitely Augusta National, because they have dashed his hearts and his hopes so many times. So I do hope to see in 2 weeks. I hope to see Greg Norman make the cut and play on Saturday and Sunday up there at Augusta National. That is another edition of the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by our good friends at PGA National Resort and Spa. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Pat, you're going to rejoin me later on in the show for our Palm Beach Kennel Club in Fearless Predictions segment. That's what I'm trying to say. And we're going to figure out who's going to win at Bay Hill later today.
You got it, Russ, although I know who you're picking.
Well, you know who I'm picking, so I'm curious to see who you pick. Thanks, Pat. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Thank you, Russ.
All right, there he is, my esteemed co-host, Pat Rooney Jr.